This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you very much and good afternoon. In Ag News here on your Wednesday, consumers took a big financial hit from 2 years of trade wars with the United States trading partners. The tariffs cost consumers $50 billion since February of 2018. That data comes from the Tariffs Hurt the Heartland campaign. For example, in December of last year, Americans paid an extra $6.3 billion in duties compared to $2.6 billion in December of 2017, just weeks before the trade disputes began to ramp up. While President Trump has had recent success in partial trade deals with Japan and China, among others, Tariffs Hurt the Heartland says work still remains to get things where they should be on the trade front. Make no mistake about it, this trade war is as active as it was in December, says Brian Keel, co-executive director for Farmers of Free Trade. Tariffs Hurt the Heartland also released specific impact data for states like Florida, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, all of which are critical states that Trump will need to win in November to get the second term in the White House. Those five states have paid an additional $7.6 billion in tariffs because of the trade disputes. Speaking of trade, the UK departure from the European Union is 2 weeks old now, but there is no start date for trade talks between Washington and London. And that'll segue us into our next story. Ag tariffs, as well as non-trade barriers, will be a part of a pending trade discussion between the U.S. and the United Kingdom. An AgriPulse report says that comes from two government officials in the United Kingdom who did not want to be named because the negotiations have not started yet. Over the next year, topics of conversation between the two nations will include everything from tariffs on U.S. grains to how GMOs will be handled going forward. The U.K. officially broke away from the European Union on January 31st, but Britain is still technically in the European Customs Union until the last day of this year. Between now and then, the British government plans to work on trade agreements with the U.S. and the European Union at the same time. British officials spoke to reporters this week and say they know just how important U.S. agriculture is in Washington these days, and any free trade agreement that does not include U.S. ag will likely not get through Congress. The U.S. is working on separate trade talks with the European Union, which has held firm over a number of years that agriculture will not be a part of their negotiations. Moving on, another ag news now around the country. Cover crops seem to be showing up in more and more fields across rural America. Jim Iserman is a field manager with the Soil Health Partnership. He recently gave a presentation on cover crop management in corn and soybean systems at the Wisconsin Corn and Soybean Expo. Iserman says the Soil Health Partnership is very interested in improving soil health practices across rural America.
The Soil Health Partnership is part of the National Corn Growers Association. We've been around since 2014, and we're funded by a number of grants from different organizations to help bring out soil health practices to the landscape. We're corn growers. We're primarily in the corn grower states, but we're out there helping gauge farmer interest in cover crops and how they can adopt these practices on their fields.
Iserman talks about what farmers need to consider when they're looking into a cover crop system for their fields.
Oftentimes that first step is really looking at reduced tillage. So we talk a lot about cover crops because they do such tremendous things for the soil, for the environment, for soil health, but oftentimes that first step is really reducing tillage, setting up your soil so that it's in a better situation to add those cover crops in. So sometimes that's 1 year, sometimes that's 2 years, but we've seen time and time again that the most successful cover crop adopters in corn and soybean systems are those that have already adopted no-till or reduced tillage practices.
There are multiple seeding methods when it comes to cover crops.
There's a lot of things out there, a lot of different innovative ways to get cover crops on the landscape. But the primary way is after harvest, going out, getting that seed, ideally in the ground in some way, using a drill or a planter, or maybe we're broadcasting it and incorporating it. But that's the number one way to get a good, effective cover crop.
Again, that was Jim Iserman with the Soil Health Partnership. And we'll move on and continue into state and local ag news following these messages.
Want to own your future? Wayne Schaefer at Country Financial can help you find the right plan to get started. The kind of plan that will take into account all the things in your life that matter most. Contact Wayne Schaefer at Country Financial today at 498-5800. 498-5800.
M&M Service Company would like to take this opportunity to say thank you to their customers for their continued patronage over the years. Their customers are the foundation of their success, and without them, M&M wouldn't be where they are today. They are truly grateful for your trust in their company and look forward to serving your agricultural needs for many years to come. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Do you know all the benefits of being a Macoupin County Farm Bureau member? No? Good news, there's an app for that. Farm Bureau members can save money on multiple items, from health and wellness to electronics, and flowers and jewelry to attractions and travel. With the Abenity app, these benefits are accessible right in the palm of your hand. Check out IFB member benefits in the App Store or visit ilfb.abenity.com. Not a Farm Bureau member? Call 217-854-2571 today.
And we're back here on your Wednesday afternoon ag show. Moving on into state ag news. Temperatures are running about 4 to 8 degrees above normal thus far for the month of February in Illinois. That's according to freeze notice weather meteorologist Dan Hicks.
That's also the case for quite a bit of the area in the central and eastern U.S., about the only place that's been colder than normal, parts of the western part of the nation. And really, if you go back into December, looking at the entire winter season so far, you know, whether you started on climatological winter, which starts on the 1st of December, or by the calendar starting the 21st of December, it's been a mild winter over a large part of the central and eastern U.S. You really have to look hard to find areas of the country that have been colder than normal during that time. A little bit of below normal temperatures in the parts of the Rockies and the southwestern U.S., but from the plains eastward, it's been a pretty mild winter so far. You're looking at precipitation for February. Certainly been the heaviest in the southern part of the state. There's been a few areas that have had over 2 inches of moisture so far this February. As you work farther north, it has been a little bit drier, but the southern part of the country has really been hit hard with some heavy precipitation over the last 6 or 8 weeks, especially from the Ohio River southward. And it looks like that trend is going to continue for the time being as we move through the next week or 10 days.
Hicks says also this winter has had only brief periods of cold air and a small number of significant snow events. Most of the state, however, will get a shot of cold air today through Friday, but temperatures should climb back above normal over the weekend. In other state ag news, a couple of great milestones for Western Illinois University and their agricultural footprint. The school's Ag Mechanic Club held its 50th annual Farm Expo this past weekend at Western Hall in Macomb, and this also marks the 100th year for the WIU School of Agriculture, something to be proud of, says junior Rob Jansen.
So the heritage here is amazing. 100 years of a school of ag, and then on top of it, celebrating 50 years of the Ag Mech Show. Those two accomplishments separate are amazing, but then celebrating together at the same time become extremely impressive in my mind. The 50-year show, we're extremely excited about that, especially because this is the largest farm show student-run in the entire country. And not only is it the largest student-run farm show, but we've been doing it successfully for 50 years now. It's something that we are very, very proud of.
The Farm Expo at Western began to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the School of Agriculture at Western, and that was began back in February of 1970. Moving on now to local ag news and our Ag Community Bulletin Board. Soil and water interactions will be the focus of a soil and water management seminar sponsored by the U of I Extension. That'll be held on Thursday, February 20th. The seminar will be held at the Macoupin County Extension Office in Carlinville. The presentation will be delivered by PowerPoint and web conference from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. Certified crop advisors will receive 4.5 continuing education units in soil and water management by attending the seminar. Topics to be discussed include extreme weather and potential soil impacts, controlled CRP burns and soil quality, irrigation water use reporting, infield drainage management using control structures, and field research on cover crops and soil quality. Registration for the Soil and Water Seminar is $45 per person and will include lunch. The registration deadline is by this Friday, February 14th, and you can register online at extension.illinois.edu/cjmm, or you can call the Extension office in Carlinville at 854-9604. Also coming up next week, Country Financial and the Illinois Farm Bureau will be teaming up for another agribusiness seminar in our local area. That'll be held again on Wednesday, February 19th at 6:30. Dinner is available at 6, however. That'll be held at Angelo's Restaurant in Taylorville. Guest speakers and topics include Doug Yoder over crop insurance, Dr. Gary Schnittke over the Farm Bill, and Brad Clough over crop claims updates. If you need more information, you can call any of the Country Financial agents in Christian County. And finally, the Montgomery County Extension Office will be hosting a Starting Seeds Indoors workshop that'll be held at the Extension Office in Hillsboro. You can join U of I Extension horticulture educator Andrew Holsinger as he presents a variety of techniques for starting seeds indoors. The program will take place on Wednesday, February 26th, from 1:30 till 3 in the afternoon. Cost for the program is $5 per person and will include handouts. You can pre-register online at extension.illinois.edu/CJMM or by calling the Hillsboro Extension Office at 532-3941. Pre-registration for the Starting Seeds Indoor Workshop is on Tuesday, February 25th. That'll wrap up this Wednesday afternoon edition of the Ag Show, but remember, if you have any ag news for us or anything for the Ag Community Bulletin Board, those items can be emailed to us at WSMI@WSMIradio.com. So for this Wednesday afternoon, February 12th, Abe Lincoln's birthday, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.